Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is on your mind. Tuesday edition of the program brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We're going to chat with Pete Hannibut later in the program today from the Farm Bureau about the North Dakota legislative session, get an update on the priorities they've talked to us previously, an update on where we're at with those things. So we look forward to that as well. Already a question has come in for Pete on the industrial hemp front. We'll talk about that. North Dakota Farmers Union is planning to bust some folks in, do a fiend some outrage over the change in the corporate farming law on Friday as well. So we'll tackle that issue on the program, too. And they're talking about maybe taking that to the people as well. Be an interesting vote. I really think that my prediction, Farmers Union will not end up gathering the signatures to bring that one to a vote, because I think it would show they don't have as many people with them as they think, simply because this really makes some sense, what they're doing. First of all, the corporate farming law stays as it is, an exemption put in place specifically for dairy and swine operations because of their dwindling numbers and what's worked in other states. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that as we go throughout the program today. And in the meantime, we have experts to weigh in on a couple of stories that have caught our attention. I'm not the expert. Todd Mitchell, as much as he is Todd the Radio God from 550 K-Fire, he's not the expert.
Well, it's just a fake name. But I'm not a real radio God.
But you're not the expert, and I'm not the expert. You know who the experts are in these stories that I'm going to bring up today on the program?
Who are they?
Our listeners. Uh-huh. We're going with the true expertise, the real solid expertise, just good salt of the earth folks that have unending common sense that we find out again and again and again when we raise these issues. So let's talk about a couple of them. I'll just give you the headlines first, and then we'll come back to each of these, okay? Also, by the way, Rob Port of the Standing Blog is going to be here. Rob is a Minot, North Dakota resident, and we're going to get his take on what the community is feeling about six individuals in Minot who are stationed at the Minot Air Force Base are feeling now that they are targets of ISIS. So we'll have more on that situation as well. The military is cautioning personnel against sharing too much information on social media. Question, is that a caution for all of us? Certainly be a caution for you, sir. Follow up on hour two yesterday. Sister Thomas Welder used the line, people share too much. You know, I mean, for one, you have people who post pulling into the grocery store, got to get a loaf of bread. That about makes me crazy, right? But I agree. I think even just on life situations, right, people just sort of really tend to share a lot of things, and things that, in the case of a military member, where they live, who their kids are, things that ultimately could make them an easier target. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Racist graffiti in Grand Forks is prompting calls for a myriad of fixes, including a conversation on race or a race relations committee. My question is, would any of that stop someone from painting a racial slur on the side of a building? I mean, I believe, number one, that there's just such an infantile percentage of people would do something like that, that the idea that a conversation on race would stop them is just flat-out silly. By the way, this story has also brought about a first for yours truly. I was censored by Facebook, Todd.
You?
Have you ever had a post removed by Facebook?
Not that I recall, no. Holy cow.
Yeah, so
my money would have been on me posting something that got removed before you would have.
I shared a photo and a post by Jared Thomas, who's a radio talk show host, has a morning show up in Grand Forks on KNOX Radio up there. And Jared's a friend of mine, and it was where I learned about this story from Facebook. I hadn't heard about it from anywhere else, and he was saying that he'd gotten this photo from five, six different people, and it was a photo of the building and the graffiti on the side of the building. And the photo was of this spray painting that said Somalia and an N-word. Okay? Now, I guess if I wouldn't say the word on the radio, maybe I shouldn't post it there. But to me, it was a factual photo that happened, right? I mean, it was news, so I posted the actual.
But you're not the one that painted it, and you're not trying to glorify it,
right? I mean, it happened, so it's right there. And I've noticed that other news organizations have blurred the N-word out when they put it up there. So I don't know. Maybe I was wrong to post it. And again, I didn't post the photo. I shared the photo from someone that was covering the story in Grand Forks, and then put my commentary out. Now, maybe my commentary is what ticked off Facebook. I'll share that with you in a moment here, and then you can decide. A Bismarck woman was swindled out of more than $100,000 by a man she thought lived in the United Kingdom, actually lived in Nigeria. A guy obviously wasn't honest about anything, including where he lived and including his plans to want to marry her. And anyway, a long story short, this woman gave this guy $100,000 and then finally figured out he was a fraud over, a couple of years. Question, would you ever give that amount of money to someone you have never met? I don't raise this story to humiliate this poor woman. She's obviously had enough of that already by the story being out that I raise it because hopefully people will hear this and go, the next time somebody says, hey, if you do this, I'll do that. You maybe will think a little bit about this story and say, I don't think so. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, kind of a sad story there. One more. Outrage everywhere after a story broke regarding Cass County Sheriff deputies trying to find the person who stabbed a dog multiple times, left it to die southwest of Horace, North Dakota, Sunday morning. Horrible story. Have you heard about this story, Todd? Did you... Pick up on it on social media or any of the news sites. And there were newscasts in Fargo last night that I understand, I didn't see it, but that led with this. This was the lead story, okay? And we're going to be hearing more about this. I don't understand, honestly, why stories like this garner more attention than human tragedies. And I have one example that isn't necessarily newsworthy, but it is tragic and it happens all the time. And I'm going to raise it only in hopes of adding some perspective. This isn't about not caring about what happened to the dog. I'm a dog lover. We have five. Count them, five dogs at our house. Yes. So can I be fairly called a dog lover, Todd? I hope so.
Yeah,
they drive me crazy.
Don't they have a limit on how many you can have at your place?
Yeah, thankfully there is a city ordinance that says five's the max, so we're there.
Well, okay, you're okay. Yeah. Wow.
But this isn't about not caring about what happened to the dog. It's about the proper perspective. So I want to talk about all that. In the meantime, expert panel, I need you to weigh in on this story. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Again, the expert panel is you. Todd and I are talking into the microphone. You're on the other side of the equation here, listening where it's coming out of your speaker, driving, sitting at home, online, at your computer, whatever you're doing. Smartphone to your ear, headphones in, however you're listening. Thank you for that. I want to talk about shock and anger in Grand Forks after the racist graffiti targets Somalians. This is the Grand Forks Herald story on this. Residents said they were shocked and disgusted Monday over racist graffiti. It prompted a police investigation and calls for more discussion of race relations. The words Somalia and a racist slur were spray-painted in large letters on the north side of a building at 1020 South Washington. By 5 p.m., the building's owner had painted over the words. Reaction to the graffiti was strong after the group North Dakotans Against Brutality posted the image on its Facebook page that morning. I wonder if they were censored. Members of some area organizations, including North Dakotans Against Brutality, say they're planning educational events to help foster education and religious and racial tolerance in the community. Residents from all corners of the community voiced embarrassment and called for a greater push for understanding. It also triggered memories for some of a 2010 incident when a swastika was painted on a Grand Forks elementary school. Natasha Thomas, a diversity advocate who is calling for Diversity and Inclusion Commission in Grand Forks, said the offensive act hits hard. There's a lot of shock. There's some anger. There's some hurt, some definite hurt. But what I think is important now is that we realize it presents an opportunity for us to be better. For us to be better. She didn't repeat herself. I'm repeating what she said. There's a need for a diversity commission or a broader conversation on diversity. An image of the graffiti spread after it was posted Sunday by a Facebook user. Grand Forks Police Department heard about the incident Monday through the word of mouth, began an investigation. Police are not classifying it as a hate crime yet, though it was clearly motivated by bias. Officers have to approach the case with a neutral perspective. The language is societally intolerable. I hadn't heard that before. Societally intolerable, but especially within this department. We're going to leave no stone unturned in finding out who was responsible for that. The owner of the building, Bob Caulfield, said he was shocked at the graffiti. He's recently been negotiating with two Somali women who wanted to start a coffee shop in a store in the building, which houses the Verizon store in a vacant space formerly occupied by Quiznos. He wants to help the women achieve their dream of opening a business. Spent a lot of time doing research and working with the women. Feel comfortable with it. Prepared to sign the lease. He had no idea who might have defaced the building because a very, very small group of people were aware of the negotiation. All right, let's talk about this. And the proposed solutions to it. Would they do any good is my question when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Nine, back on What's On Your Mind. By the way, Rob Ford, the standing blog, will be here a little later on to talk about reaction in the Minot community to the ISIS call for violence against members of the Minot Air Force Base. Also, Pete Hanabit, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau update on the North Dakota legislative session coming up as well. In the meantime, we're chatting all hour with you at 800-228-0550, 701-25805. I have a theory, and I didn't read the rest of the story because it goes on. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And I'm talking about the headline, Shock and Anger in Grand Forks After Racist Graffiti Targets Somalians. Here's my theory, and I want you to tell me if you agree or disagree. The vast majority of people where we live are not racist. They're not racist. Okay? I honestly believe that. Now, we might be a stoic bunch where we're not exactly going to go throw our arms around people we don't know, but doesn't mean that we're, you know, we don't love them. We hold any ill will towards them. We hate them. I just don't buy that. I would argue that fully 90%+ of people here are not racist. Okay? Those that are not going to be impacted by a conversation about race or some taxpayer-funded empire-building diversity commission. All these diversity commissions do is give the Al Sharptons of our region a bigger platform and taxpayer funding. Do you think it stops one racist from being a racist to have a conversation about race? It's silly. And by the way, of the small percentage of folks who I think you'd fairly call racist for you know, whatever reasons they harbor the views they do, I would even argue a much smaller percentage of them would actually go to the trouble of getting out a spray paint can or a can of spray paint and going to some building and writing a slur like this, Somali N-word. I would even go so far as to say I bet it's better than 50% chance whoever did this isn't necessarily racist, just some punk looking for attention. He just won the lotto of attention, he or she. So I think we got to be very wary of folks who use incidents like this to then go out there and say, now, see, I told you we need a diversity and inclusion commission. Really? A bunch of people sitting around a table talking? I'm not for that.
Maybe we need one less punk with a spray can.
Yeah. And I hope they find it, whoever it is, and it looks like the police department's all in and everything else. But you know what? The building owner, as soon as he found out about it, sprayed over. Thank you. End of story. Right? That'd be a lot better way to handle this stuff than to suggest, you know, we need like a Starbucks-like conversation on, you know, racing together.
Because we saw how well that went over.
And, you know, I'm sure some people listen and say, oh, my gosh, oh, how insensitive of you. I think what this person did was sick. You know, I think it's completely ridiculous. But let's be adults about this and realize that this isn't the majority viewpoint here by any stretch. And we're giving a punk a lot of attention. That's my take, and I want yours. 800-228-0550. Some folks on our Facebook page say, Amy says, would there be any outrage if someone said Somalian fatty? Obese people are bullied, harassed, and fired, not hired every day, yet no one blinks an eye. No one holds rallies for us. Obese kids are killing themselves. No one calls attention to that. Let's call this graffiti what it is. Graffiti, a stupid thing done by probably one person. I think you can line up the entire population in Grand Forks, hand them a can of spray paint, and 99% wouldn't do something like this. Just my opinion. Thank you. I'm completely in agreement with you.
Yeah, me too.
Kevin says, shouldn't give this bozo any attention. Non-story, in my opinion. I see stuff like this on bathroom walls, trains. It doesn't make the news. Jamie says, right on, Scott. Couldn't agree more. All right. Well, you don't all have to agree. We're some folks that disagree. Let's go to Grand Forks first, because that's where this happened. John, you have an opinion on this?
Oh, well, yeah, kind of. I'm really, who could care less? I mean, to a certain extent. But I'm a little concerned about getting our hair on fire with this, in that, I know JT doesn't agree with me on this, but calm down a little bit and think. You know, there are people up here that just really believe we need a diversity commission and stuff, and they weren't going real well on it. And, you know, another possibility is, yeah, what a better way to get us all our hair on fire by some graffiti on a wall. So it could be whatever. Who knows?
You're not the first person to suggest that. Somebody last night before Facebook decided to censor me because I put the actual photo up, said, you know, hey, this would not be beyond the pale to think somebody's doing this to get to some of the things they're now suggesting as a solution. Who knows? You know, I mean, yeah. but again, it's just as likely as any other theory, so I don't disagree with you there, John. Appreciate the call. Kurt Bismarck, what's your take on it?
Well, if they ever find out who did it, they should make the person take a toothbrush and clean that business owner's wall off. And the guy's offering a place for somebody to start a business that wants to work and have a business. You know, everybody's saying the foreigners this, foreigners that. You see more foreigners that are willing to work for peanuts than you are white people that will stand in line and wait for the food train to come by with a EBT card and live off the system. So I'm not a racist person, never have, never will be. Kudos to those small Indian women that wanted to start their business and the guy that wants to give them the space.
Yeah, good point. Good point, Kurt. Thank you for that. Jim and Fargo, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, see, that incident up Grand Forks and then the same thing with this dog stabbing. You know, see, the small, huge, minute cross-section of the public get all kinds of attention for being absolute idiots. You know, and that it doesn't represent anything of the viewpoint of this area or anything. It's, you know, people get, like you said, they get everything out of control over the dangest incidents, but yet we have babies slaughtered every day. We have this, we have that, yet they don't get upset, but they get upset over this. And, you know, it's a jackass that painted that and, let it go with that. That's not a class. It has nothing to do with the rest of us. It's a fool.
It is a fool. Yeah, it is an absolute fool. And you mentioned the dog story. I mentioned that earlier, but I mean, it's an awful story, right? And I guarantee you there'll be people at water coolers all across the region today talking about this. You hear about the dog they found? Can you believe how horrible it is? Who would do such a thing? All of which I would agree. But you mentioned what I posted about last night. I would argue that a kindergarten-sized class of unborn children that are aborted this week and every week in downtown Fargo is 1 zillion times more tragic. But it won't make the list that Digi hears. Now, it happens every week, so I guess you get numb to it, and I know there's a lot of people outraged about it and share my disdain. But I think when we get all wrapped around our axle about stories like, you know, a dog being stabbed, we need to put it into proper perspective, you know.
It's just like that sign up there. It's one damn fool going out there and garnering all this attention because he's an idiot, and then we get all set up there. Just, you know, it just absolutely amazes me.
Me too, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a versatile pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, four items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal. All month long, Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teaser, only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hey, Scott Hanlon here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT. Get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday. And when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free. $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker is a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
I'm brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFB.org is the website and a great resource. Encourage you to check out the membership benefits if you go there as well. And you're going to find some great savings on GMC pickups, as an example. A guy told me a story recently about buying a few trucks. I think he bought 7 or 8 trucks. And he got a discount above the dealer discount on those trucks. And it was $500 a truck times 7. I mean, it was big-time savings from a $50 annual family membership to the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So you're going to get some great savings there. We were at Open Road Honda not long ago in Mandan, and they have generators. You get up to $200 in savings on Honda generators as well. There is hotel accommodations. There is cell phone plans. There is clothing. There's all kinds of things. NDFB.org, and check out the membership benefits. Pete Hannibal will be here next hour. We're going to talk about how the Farm Bureau is assessing what's happening at the North Dakota legislative session this year. So we look forward to that conversation. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And yours truly, censored by Facebook for the first time ever. I wonder what the rules are there.
And, you big troublemaker.
Do you think I was wrong to post this photo? Todd, did I cross the line? I shared the photo that was posted by a Grand Forks radio guy who received several copies of the photo from listeners and said, have you seen this? Do you know about this? Have you dug into this? So he put it up and said, hey, it looks like this is the real deal. Put his thoughts about it. And I shared that, added my comments. And in the middle of the night, it disappeared. Now, other media have done a redacting or a blurring of the N-word. You know, Somalia's still there, but the N-word's there. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, did I mess up by putting it up? Should I?
I suppose you could have used the blurred version and probably been a little bit more within the terms of service for Facebook. But
yeah, I guess if I read
the 80th guy in line, which is kind of the way they do things anyway. But
I'm sure if I read the rules, they probably are following their own rules. But I have to tell you, it was a little creepy. It's like, well, where is it? Where to go? And then I finally figured it out. And I went to Jared's page, and it wasn't there as well. And my friend Leon Francis just sent me a note, said, get me that picture. I want to put it up. So he's going to try and defy the censors now, see how long it takes. In his place, of course, he's a black man. So are you going to censor a black man about, putting up there? I don't know.
Ah, that brings up a good point.
I thought it could have been the comments too. I don't know what it was, but I don't apologize for anything. I just again sharing my viewpoints, which is what this is all about. Shock and anger in Grand Forks after racist graffiti targets Somalians. Big story up there, and calls for a race and diversity commission as a result of this. That, mind you, that's been something that's been discussed for some time. Natasha Thomas, a diversity advocate who has been calling for a diversity and inclusion commission in Grand Forks, is now, of course, using this as an example of why we need the commission. And here's my question that I appreciate the input from our audience on. How would a commission prevent something like this from happening? Just walk me through how that happens. How could anybody that is so cold that they do something like this, you know, see the work of a diversity or cultural commission and go, you know, I really shouldn't do that. I'm going to change my ways. It's not going to happen. Going in to get a cup of coffee and having a conversation with somebody is not going to change somebody that is that hard of heart, in my view, at all. I think forming a diversity and inclusion commission in Grand Forks is just a taxpayer-funded platform for Al Sharpton types. Give them a bigger megaphone. Really. And I really want to know how a discussion or a commission would ever prevent somebody from doing something like this. Again, I don't think we need a discussion on race. And nobody says that out loud. I certainly don't think we need one here. The vast majority of folks in this part of the world do not discriminate based on race, color, or creed. And the small percentage of folks with views like this are not going to be impacted by pablum from some conversation about race relations. And I would even argue the vast majority of them, say they're 1 or 2 or 3% of us, the vast majority of them, they're not going to do something like this. They're going to hold their views, but they're going to take a spray can out and do that. Just don't believe it happens. Agree or disagree at 800-228-0550. Some of you are disagreeing with my position on the story about the dog being stabbed and how we really lose sight of what's important when stories like this come about. And here's Claudine said exactly. She agreed. Chris said, amen, Scott. I love dogs, but we'll never understand how our society politicizes and often gleefully celebrates the murder of human beings while decrying animal cruelty. Sherry says, don't pray in public, Scott. It might tick off the neighbors. Chad says, when people fawn over the abuse of animals, it basically amounts to projection. They're projecting empathy on something they perceive as innocent. Doing so to the unborn would mean that those same people would have to accept that abortion is murder. And at some point, they might have to condone it. A dog's an animal, certainly worthy of respect and proper care, but there has to be a hierarchy of priorities, and human life must always be at the top. Otherwise, you have what we have in our society today. People made Michael Vick out to be Satan because he ran a dog-fighting ring. Obama is droning people on a regular basis, and he's a hero and a dove because he doesn't really want to do it. Right is left, up is down. Welcome to Orwell's future. Interesting insight there, Chad. Appreciate that. Brian says, dumbest comparison I've ever heard you make. How about all the kids we've killed with our predator drones in Pakistan? Not sure how to respond to that. Maybe you can help. Charlie says, right on, Scott. Sherry, so you don't believe in free speech? I love it when they start fighting amongst themselves, Todd, isn't it, right?
No kidding.
Yeah. And then, you know, you have these online slugfests that go back and forth. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to weigh in on the dog controversy and whether it's out of whack in the amount of attention it gets or whether or not a discussion on race could prevent what happened in Grand Forks with the graffiti. Ron says, before I retired from the sheriff's office, I went on a few animal welfare complaints, and many of them accompanied by someone from a humane society. Just about every person we talked to about their animal's welfare asked why we were picking on them when there were so many abortions. I'll leave it at that other than to say you picked a real stupid comparison on this one. All right. So I've been called dumb and stupid.
Dumb and stupid.
Yeah, dumbest comparison I've ever heard you make. I guess I wasn't being called dumb, but my comparison was being called dumb by Brian here.
Right.
And Rob says, I picked a real stupid comparison. So my comparisons are what dumb and stupid. Todd, I'm trying to keep some self-esteem here. and so I'll just say that they didn't like the comparison.
Time to make
They're not picking on me. They like me. I think they like me, but yeah, okay. Steve says, we kill children at the drop of a hat, but only tear up when it's a dog or a cat or a gerbil. Right?
A gerbil?
Yeah. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.
You know, that graffiti was wrong that got put up there in Grand Forks. But Facebook taking your post off Facebook because of the infamous N-word is wrong, too, because that is unmitigated censorship, loss of your freedom of speech. Being politically correct and freedom of speech actually is going against our constitutional rights. I'm not for the graffiti, but I'm even less for the censorship that Facebook has placed upon you.
Interesting. All right. You agree with him? Is he right? Facebook's crossed the line? I mean, if I had created it and put it up to say, you know, Somalis are the N-word, I would agree with Facebook. What I put up was an actual photo that was news and is news while we're talking about it today.
I don't think they make the distinction. I don't necessarily agree with what their policy is, but I think their policy is that there's no distinction between whether you're trying to call to action or whether you're just trying to document the action that happened. You still can't put it up. Like I say, I still don't agree. I think it's intent. You're obviously not trying to rally everybody. You're trying to incite a riot or something, but still.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Let's get to some other calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And Brian in Jamestown is next. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, that old deal with censorship and everything, you know, they can censor whatever they want because it's a privately held company. Well, I guess it's publicly traded, but, you know, you sign a disclosure agreement that says that, you know, you're not going to post things like that. Now, I don't believe that you posted that in a rude manner. I believe you're just trying to shed some light on what's going on. But, yeah, it's a little crazy. And as far as that dog getting stabbed and everything like that, people, they don't understand the whole story. Now, was this dog found dead laying in a ditch someplace? Did it try to attack somebody? Was this something that somebody did out of self-defense? I mean, if that was the case, then, you know, you got the right to defend yourself, you know.
Yeah, I think if that was the case, though, they best come forward and say, hey, here's a scoop. There's a dog on the prowl that, you know. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you're right. We don't know the whole story. But
yeah, and then the whole thing, too, about, you know, that spray painting and all that stuff. You know, it's a pretty specific statement that they put on there. It wasn't just a racist comment towards a person of a certain color. It was down to a nationality. So, you know, no, there's no excuse for using that word. But maybe that's where their problem really lies. Maybe it's not, you know, African-American people as a whole. Maybe it's one denomination or a culture. Not saying that it's right, but that might explain a little bit of the insanity.
Right. Certainly doesn't make it right. But, again, you know, the amount of outrage. You read this story. It's like, you know, it's the perspective's gone. It's just flat out gone. And then all the solutions to me are just pablum. They're not going to affect somebody like that. Adam and Fargo, Lloyd and Botno waiting to weigh in. A couple of emails here and some other calls off air. 800-228-0550. Rob Fort, the Minot resident from the Saint Anything blog, will join us to talk about ISIS targeting members of the Minot Air Force Base, plus Pete Hanabit on the North Dakota Legislative Session of the Farm Bureau's Perspective coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hannon here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. You need a sprayer? High Plains Apache is your place. I mean, they have the Apache sprayers, best of the best, no question about it. They also have some used sprayers at different brands. Really, anything in the application world that you need, they're the pros. They've got it at High Plains Apache. They have that new ETA center now, so 50,000 parts on hand as we get ready for the growing season coming up. Just remember that. You need something for your sprayer. Again, Apache sprayers, obviously their specialty at High Plains Apache, but any kind of a sprayer, anything for the application industry, they have it at High Plains Apache. You can find them online, highplainsapache.com, Or they love it when you just stop in to see them, have a cup of coffee, and get to know the good folks there at High Plains Apache. They're in Mandan across from Bonanza on Eastside Court, and also in Fargo as well, just south of Fargo, 52nd Avenue exit off I-29 and what is known as the Frontier. All right, Adam in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for taking my call. So I heard the person commenting about how it's your constitutional right to freedom of speech, so removing your picture is inappropriate. And it seems necessary to point out that the Constitution only protects your speech when pertaining to the national government. Facebook is a private entity. It's entirely controlled by Facebook. And so anything that Facebook doesn't agree with, it doesn't need to be up there. Your constitutional rights are not being invaded.
I would agree with that. And as I said, if I looked into the rules, I'm sure it says it somewhere. It just is a little creepy, when it happens. First time it's ever happened to me. And I would argue with their rules in this case because it's not like I'm being a racist creep by posting up my viewpoint like that. I'm posting a photo that actually exists from a news story. So, but nonetheless, I agree with you. I'm not going to run around and say my rights have been violated. I wouldn't buy into that at all.
No, I really thank you. I just felt the need to point that out because I think that's something that gets lost in a lot of conversations. People misunderstanding where their constitutional rights start, stop, and as long as you have that small disclaimer, I agree it's probably an inappropriate thing, but at the same time, Facebook and I don't need to agree on everything. So.
You bet, Adam. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Lloyd, Botno, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the thing is with this racist thing is, you're not the only one who's had their post taken off Facebook. It's happening a lot, has been happening a lot recently, and not just because of that. Anything that bothers somebody seems to be taken off now. And, the thing that bothers me the most is Facebook, a lot of people are posting up, these rap artists and stuff, how they're against racism, yet the words in their music are some of the worst racist things you've ever heard. You know what I mean?
Very good point. Very good point.
Another thing is, I'm not a racist. I hate everybody equally.
Don't hate anybody, Lloyd. Come on.
It's just a joke.
I hear you. Be a lover, not a hater.
I thought a racist was just somebody who likes to drive fast.
Thank you, Lloyd.
It's a racer, not a racist.
31 degrees and 18 mile an hour winds and in Botno right now at the State Bank of Botno, as a matter of fact. So just want to pass it along since Lloyd called from Botno. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, on this graffiti business up in Grand Forks, there's a lot of clever people out there. I wouldn't be surprised if these young lady entrepreneurs end up on Oprah or Ellen DeGeneres.
So what you're saying, you're talking about the ladies that are interested in renting that particular building.
Yeah.
And you're suggesting they did it to get themselves a little fame?
Maybe not they themselves, but no matter who did it, they might have done them a favor.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything's possible. I'm not going to immediately assign that. I just think that, we don't need to all of a sudden, because one person is an idiot, trigger all these other things that, in my view, are not going to help people who decide to be idiots about something. But appreciate your call. Hey, we need to find out what's on the lines of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Carrie, a farmer from Rock Lake, wants to tell us why she's proud to be a farmer.
Many people work hard to produce the food you eat, the ethanol you use, and the jeans you wear. They are working days, nights, holidays, and weekends so everyone can have these things. I am proud to say I am a farmer, a farmer's wife and mother, a conservationist, a leader, an ag advocate and educator, while continually learning along the way. I wear a lot of hats, and I strive to do the best I can in each role, as do a lot of people alongside of me. We all have our own niches, and that completes the full circle of products that agriculture provides. For all of you who do not farm, I would encourage you to see what goes on and ask questions. Don't believe every negative story you hear. Instead, follow a pro-agriculture page or blog to see the positive things going on every day.
All right, appreciate that, Carrie. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. And we're going to check in with Pete Hannabut about the North Dakota legislative session. Pete from the North Dakota Farm Bureau coming up here in just a little bit. North Dakota Highway Patrol wants us to tell you that a travels advisory is being issued for Highway 2 west of Stanley. Wet roadways there are turning to black ice and creating very icy road conditions. Motorists are urged to use caution. A lot of traffic there, and black ice, not a good mix. Be careful, folks. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.